All right, now, good morning to you guys. Some Vader Joy. Nope, you guys, great. I got the racists start crying that I'm crazy and all this other stuff. Nope, these racists are crazy. All right, now, I want you guys to check out their investments and the way that the United States economy is faltering, right? All right, now, that's for Lord, all right, now, because they can't steal from me, so it's an angle of crazy. That's why they tried to lynch me and make me homeless and do war crimes and torture crimes. All right, now, that's why this old racist Nazi beheaded children and then, you know, continually bombed Israel 2 other times. That's why this little faggot racist Jonathan, they keep trying to trail and try to whitewash everything. Couldn't get the heads, couldn't get Biden bombing Israel despite him trailing. He's supposed to be all these things, right? What a joke, all right? Now, clearly I'm not crazy, all right? Now, that's for the way these racists are crazy. Let me give you some examples. Warren Buffett bought 789 million shares of fraud, the extraction of fraud, but he had no way to make that money. Who takes that type of risk that can wipe them out financially unless they're crazy? All right, now look at Boeing having to sell $15 billion in stocks. Who takes this type of risk unless they're crazy? These races are crazy. Their economy is falling through the ground. They put the sun, the moon, and the stars down on, you know, fraud and money they cannot make. They cannot do anything with. To the fact their economy has so many holes in it, they're deeper than the craters on the moon. Right? Sane people don't take risk like that. Sane people don't take risks that will financially ruin them, which it is. Sane people don't take risks that will financially jeopardize their whole country, which they did. All right, now let me explain why you have these major companies and corporations and these folks that are very racist. All right, now pretending to house and walls that don't exist to the fact that they laid off over 1 million or something odd people because they cannot make the money. Right? How does Boeing have $15 billion in shares of fraud that they now have to sell? And they just had to lay off 17,000 people because they don't have enough to even operate Boeing correctly. And they don't have enough to pay the employees. To buy fraud like that, and you have zero ways to pay up to buy stock like that, you cannot make the money. You cannot create the money. The global supply chain, you have no access to the global supply chain. And because you don't have any access to global supply chain, you took incredible risks like this that can financially ruin you. That's stupidity, that's craziness, and that's insanity. Right? You had races that were so confident that other races could steal for them. You had races so confident that other races could frame for them. You had races that are so confident that other races could lie for them. You had races that were so confident that other races can lynch for them and try to make me look stupid, but by Jesus' blood and his goodness and his mercy, they couldn't, right? You remember when Biden was extracted, doing the hate crime, and he got caught? To the fact they checked out his phone calls, he got caught calling me nigger so many times they couldn't count it, so I didn't lie on him, right? Like he got caught bombing Israel, right? Now that's what he told the Israelis to lie that they knew, and they said Biden is lying, they didn't, right? I'm not crazy, right? What's up? Crazy is the Intel company, right? Now, like Warren Buffett having to lay off thousands of people because they bought billions of dollars in fraud. These major corporations that's supposed to have these savvy investors, these savvy CEOs, buying all this fraud, but they have nothing, you know, they have no way to make money because they have no way to extract from this global supply chain because it's not tied to America. That's crazy. Crazy is when you have damn near bank collapses like Bank of America putting people's money at zero because they bought, Bank of America bought so much fraud stock and they bought the stock in Jesus, by Jesus that I'm doing. Bank of America bought so much fraud stock. Right, no, they had to put zero in people's money. Right, no, that was not a glitch because they have nowhere to make up that money. They use other people's money to buy fraud. That's crazy. They jeopardize the whole financial situation. That's crazy. They put other people's money at risk. That's crazy. They put down the sun, the moon, and the stars. They have no way to make the money. Again, these major corporations that's supposed to be ran by geniuses and savvy businessmen, you know, about so much fraud, they can completely crash the American economy to the ground. If at least 50 major businesses in the United States bought fraud and they collapse at the same time, the American economy is going to send shockwaves through the world. It's going to be so bad. But you had these racist people buy all this fraud because they were so sure that other races could steal from me for them. They were so sure that other races could frame me and lie on me. They put themselves into financial ruin with other people's money. That's crazy. They bought billions of dollars in fraud. They have no way to access the global supply chain of it. That's crazy. They put down their family's futures, their grandchildren's futures, and their futures. They put everything on the line. They have zero ways to make this type of money, but yet and still, they took catastrophic risks like this. That's crazy. Smart people don't take catastrophic risks. That's crazy. Smart people don't jeopardize the livelihood of their family. That's crazy. Smart people don't jeopardize the inheritance of their grandchildren and their children. That's crazy. Right? You notice how the American economy is collapsing? All they can say is live frame, lynch, and then they have bombed other countries. They've murdered Jewish people. Does that make sense? Right? No, they murder Arabic people, Palestinian people across the Middle East. They started wars in other countries. They tried to frame me, call them the Klan, saying, hang this nigger. They got busted international level, calling me niggers, trying to steal from me because they can't make the money. That is acknowledgement. They can't make the money. That's crazy. They've been begging for 3 straight years. They have failed to make any money. That's crazy. They have no access to this global supply chain, but yet still, they put everything, the sun, the moon, and the stars. This boy, Jonathan, has been to 6 sites, and he got everything wrong. Right now, fact check me on that. Does that make sense? But they put the sun, the moon, and the stars down for money they can't make. That's crazy. They call me niggers. They tried to frame me. They call the Klan saying, destroy my future. They call the Klan saying, allow me. They call the Klan, they brat. They had infiltrated, they brat. They had people in place to allow me. They brat. They got their Klan sons and daughters and their grandparents and their Klan mothers and fathers to allow me. And then, you know, so they can steal and strip their stupidity and their fraud. That's crazy. And by Jesus' blood and his mercy and his grace, they got caught. Right? Crazy is when you have millions of racists take an ass ton of risks like this and put down their house and put down their car and put down their retirement. That's crazy. On money they cannot make and put down their businesses and put down, you know, their salaries for their employees. That's crazy. And put down their investments and put down their savings. That's crazy. Craziness is when the race is gathered up in the United States, and people like TD Jakes too, but what I've been dealing with is in a D.L. Booty. All right, now, T.D. Jakes' woman, D.L. Booty. Let me stop that. All right, now, but he is T.D. Jakes' woman. He was at one point, right? Ask him about T.D. You confirmed they had a relationship, right? All right, now, that's crazy. I'm not talking shit. T.D. Jakes told me he wanted to rob me, kill me, and rape me, and he would not stop popping up. He would not stop popping up, telling me all the ways he wanted to kill me or rape me. All right, now, then, you know, by Jesus' goodness, the Lord used William. I ain't heard from T.D. Jakes since, right? And then Biden popped up calling me niggers and calling me black bitches and gorillas and trash and niggers, saying he wanted to hang me running my blood over a year straight. Does that make sense? Right now, getting me kicked out my house, drowning my work, treatment with some type of animal, my clothes molded in the back of my trunk because rainwater was getting in it. It's no the car. All right, I had nothing to wear. I wore that polka dot skirt so much. He said, you know, he was bragging about the starving and nigger. I didn't even have any food to eat. I couldn't even pay my bills. He kept drowning my work. I dealt with being homeless 317 days, dealing with this nasty asshole racist, right? They went out their way to make me look crazy. But I recorded nobody being on the phone. They pull everybody off because I'm not crazy. Crazy is how these racists kept lying I couldn't get none of my own money. While they lied at walls that didn't exist, talking about it's against the rules for me to access my own money. While they tried to enrich their dumbass families and them. Crazy is you have these, and everybody's not racist, you know. I mean, you know. Crazy is when you have major corporations like Boeing. Crazy is when you have major corporations like Intel and Tesla. Crazy is when you have major corporations like Microsoft. That's supposed to be the Magnificent Five, okay, Magnificent Seven, whatever the hell they call it. Okay, even the Nvidia, you know, Microsoft, and all of them about my work. The stat they says that Lord Jesus did through me, right? They have no way to make this money. They're having to lay off people because they can't even make their payroll. They can't even make their operations costs because they bought so much of fraud that it's crashing their economies through the floor. Crazy is taking catastrophic risk and you have no way to shore up your risk. Crazy is taking catastrophic risk and you have no way to compensate for your risk. Crazy is taking a gamble, like you said, some dumbass casino. Crazy is like taking your money to a casino and you flushing it down the toilet, basically, which is what these racists have done to themselves. That's crazy, right? You have no access to this global supply chain, but you crazily thought you could frame. You crazily thought you could lie. You crazily thought you could steal from me. You crazily thought you could lie walls. You lied to the whole world. You kept lying to the whole world for 3 years. You lied to the whole world about walls that don't exist because you have a fluent white man with over 5,000 girls in the Freemasons by proof. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for Lord. There are no black girls in this back door. It's just white affluent men. Not all of them are racist. No. Right now, but the consensus of it is racist because only white girls are like with vaginas. Right now, with periods. Right now, with ovulation. are right now in the Freemasons in this thing called the back door that they do for their daughters, right? Crazy is, all right, nothing to do with the Freemasons, the satanic devil worshiping. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for Lord. Crazy is lying to the whole world over and over again that wilds that don't exist because you have taken catastrophic risk, and you know they got to do something about your money, but your only reasoning is to steal because you have no other way to make money. So you lie, you steal, you frame, you lynch, and you bomb other countries, and you murder people. That's crazy and godless and heartless and awful. Crazy is taking catastrophic risk and putting your whole family in jeopardy. Crazy is you're willing to crash your life, but you have no way to make money like this. Who's crazy? You're crazy. If you don't believe that, look at these major corporations collapsing, taking the word of racist that they could steal everything, and none of them have any way to make any money. Harvard University bought fraud, and they're going into debt. Princeton University bought fraud, and they're going into debt. All these universities are talking about raising the tuition because they bought so much fraud, and they can't shore it up. That's crazy. Harvard is supposed to be putting you on the map. But you got major financial corporations and major universities like Harvard University buying my work through Christ Jesus, well, through the Lord Jesus work. You have major corporations buying my work, but then trying to pretend up stuff against me, you know, but your economy's bottom's falling out even though, and even places like Harvard are talking about taking the tuition up a bit to compensate for all the fraud they bought. That's crazy. Crazy is when you tell the entire world to buy this and buy that. You're telling the entire world to buy all this fraud, and you're sending them to debt, and you're breaking up their money like you. You're destroying their money like you. You're burning up their money like you burnt up your money. You're telling people to take these catastrophic risks. You're bankrupting them. You're bankrupting you. You're bankrupting your country. You're bankrupting your companies. That's crazy. And none of you have no way to make no money. Crazy is when you spread your crazy around the world. You're so sure that you could steal. You have told people to put the sun, the moon, and the stars down, and the bottom is falling out of colleges, the bottom is falling out of businesses, not in colleges. The bottom is falling out of the automobile industry, right? All right, no, that's Lord, but Lord can help it, right? The bottom, you know, I have nothing to do with the American economy. The bottom is falling out of the U.S. Federal Reserve. They bought fraud. The bottom is falling out of the United States government. The bottom is falling out of the real estate market. The bottom is falling out of Intel and Microsoft and Tesla because they bought so much fraud. The bottom is falling out of Warren Buffett. He had to steal over 400 million shares of fraud because he can't make the money. This man is supposed to be so genius, he can't make the money. This Oracle of Wall Street, he can't make the money. I thought Warren Buffett is supposed to be smart. Why the fuck would he take a risk like this? Or did he really did put confidence in heart that racists could steal everything for him? Crazy is doing stupid-ass stuff like the United States has done globally to have such holes in their economies. It's collapsing. It's already in a recession. They keep lying on the TV, right? Crazy is the dumb-ass stuff these racists did, sending the entire world into debt but selling all this fraud, knowing they had shit ways, zero ways to make the money. Crazy is the way these racists have collapsed their own economy because they lied that they could steal everything by Jesus' blood and his goodness they couldn't. So the entire U.S. economy is collapsing because they have zero ways to access this global supply chain that's not tied to the United States. And by purpose, not tied to the United States because their economy collapsed. And if it were, they could really just free up their economy from all the debt and the over $50 trillion in fraud debt that they've accumulated. Crazy is taking dumbass risks like this and telling the rest of the world to take risks like you too, because as America's history is bullying and stealing and lying and being racist, but you couldn't this time, couldn't whitewash anything and lie. Crazy is taking stupid risks like this. And if you want to have proof of this stupidity, look at all the losses, right? You jackasses are crazy, right? Thank you guys so much.